If not, we are going to be able to do it. So that we won. If not, we are going to be able to do it. So that we won. Which is taking possession, expert dominion of Nitin Rishus Rishus, Yad Liyad, would tend to negate the Agboy of the Ava, or the Lada. So in Mele we can say, even though it's not so, it's not Mucha, we could argue the other way, but it's very reasonable to say that. So actually, when Ruben and Shimon pick up the Chayfetz, Ruben makes realize that way in the whole Chayfetz. So without our head, Oba Magbir Mitzir Chavirei, but we don't have to resort to Sri and Shlichet. Because he did himself. If each one makes Agboy in heaven the Chayfet, so there is no Agboy in the other heaven the Chayfet by him. So we have to resort to Shlichet. But each one who they made Agboy in the whole Chayfet, so we don't have to resort to Shlichet. We don't have to resort to the fact that the Agboy, the act of Shimon, is a tribute that is Mishyachas to Ruben. No, Ruben himself made Agboy in the Chayfet. But if not for the Aloha, if the Aloha has been, Magbir Mitzir Chavirei is Loi Kona Chavirei, then the two exercises of dominions would be the two taking of possession. The Agboyas would be inconsistent with each other. They would negate each other. But since there is Aloha that Magbir Mitzir Chavirei Kona Chavirei, so one does not negate the other, one is not saying to the other. So Mele, since there is Aloha, generally speaking, one could make that boy for the other. So one could make that boy for the other and be zeiche together with the other. So in other words, so there is no competition, so one is not saying to the other. So since there is Aloha that Magbim Zil Havere is Kona Havere, So Mele, one is not necessarily safe for the other, because the two must not necessarily be in competition with each other. On the contrary, they could be in cooperation with each other. So Mele, since one is not safe for the other, so it's not Mevade. So we don't have to resort to Shlich. Now, if we were to assume that now Rashi Shite is no, because Rashi holds, I mean, this is how the Ksavit explains Rashi. Why does Rashi say Shute Shegomu and Ruvein was gaining from behalf of himself, behalf of Shimon? Because even if we apply it to the case where Ruvein and Shimon together were gaining, we still have to establish this principle that since it's bigger zok nafzok lechavre, so there can be shliach lalir. So we might as well apply it to the case where Ruvein himself made Agboya on behalf of himself, Bava Shimon. But why is it, so Rashi is chelek ha'teisvei. In Rashi holds that we have to dispose of the chisor of Shliach Lavere even in the case where Ruben and Shimon together made that boy. Why doesn't Rashi agree with the Mondes of Teisves where they together made that boy? So each one makes that boy in the whole Chavet, so you don't have to resort to Shlichas. Only thing is, there shouldn't be any stira, there shouldn't be any competition. But since generally there is a loche of Magbir Mitzir Chavere Kol Chavere, so one is not saying to the other. So maybe we shouldn't even have to resort to Shlichas, and Rashi Shita is that we have to resort to Shlichas even in that case. So we could say one of two ways. Either that Rashi holds like the Rashbo, that when two make the Agboya together, so then Al-Pedim, each one makes a Agboya only in half of the Chesed. If each one makes a Agboya only in half of the Chesed, so then we certainly have to resort to Shlichas. But we can say that even if Rashi were to agree with the Rosh, that when two make Agboye, so it's not that each one makes Agboye in half of the Chayfet, but each one makes Agboye in the whole Chayfet, in the whole Chesed, but Rashi Shitin is. And there is a raya from the Rashi further, from the deal that the Nachodovitz makes in the Rashi further, that Rashi Shitin is that where where two make the Agboya together, so each one is considered to make the Agboya in the whole Chesed. And why do we have to resort to the Aloha of Magbitzu Chazikon Chazere? Because it's not from Magbitzu Chazikon Chazere, one Agboya would be Mivat with the other Agboya. And mainly it would apply, there is a raya that the Rashi would apply the same concept to Shnaim Rechvin also. Shnaim Rechvin al Galveimu. Now, Shnaim Rechvin al Galveimu. So even if we assume that Rashi Shiti is, that when two are Magbia, so each one makes that boy in the whole Chesed, we still can say two each one makes that boy in the whole Chesed. But since there is our, since we see that Rashi Shiti is, that when two are Magbia, that we discussed last time. So the only reason as to why, one can become, and it's not Nasik in Mishimun HaKal HaKarke, is because each one has the Kavoneh to be Zeche for himself and for the other. That's Rashi Shita, that's the Machlekes Rashi and the Ritva. So Rashi says, this Nikton Eshnaim Sheikbir Mitzik Onu Vyachleku, Uch Shmagbir Magbir Ida Sheikto Bechavir Chetzio. So what in the case where Reuven and Shimon would pick up Eichefet and Mitzik at the same time, and Reuven would have the Kavoneh to be Zeche just for himself and not for Shimon, and Shimon would have Kavoneh to be Zeche just for himself and not for Reuven, so then neither one would be Zeche, according to Rashi. The Ritva is Chelek. So we see that according to Rashi, two, and even if you assume, and it's much like that, that Rashi Shita is when two are Magbia, so each one in effect realize that boy in the whole Chesed, but since there is our Chel people, that one Agboy, which is an Ian of Nitmiyad Yab, of taking possession, of exercise of dominion, is in Stira, should be in Stira to the other. And the only reason reasons why the Stira is eliminated is because one acts on behalf of the other. So where is that of the shame hold? That the fact that one can act on behalf of the other, that in itself eliminates the stira between the competition between one Agboy and the other. So Rashi Shita is no, that's not enough, the fact that one can act on behalf of the other. Since one can act on behalf of the other, and then it certainly would be Zeche for the other, so mainly that in itself eliminates the stira. So there is no stira. That's Rashi Shita. So according to Rashi, in order to dispose, so in order to eliminate the stira between that boy, the taking of possession of one, that boy of one, and that boy of the other, so he must mamish be mechavil to zeicha for the other. He must mamish be zeicha for the other. So, but we have to resort to shlichus. So, mele, we have to resort to shlichus. All right, now let's see. Let's go further than one. Oh my God! Hashke diamret mige cheresh pekeach sheivir mitzio mitir shekono cheresh. Kona pikeach. Mitzich shekona cheresh, kona pikeach. Bishleime cheresh, kona dikomagnu den daf. Now cheresh, so the mitzich of cheresh is dikotnu, is only a... He's a boy for himself. He's a boy for himself. So mimele, the pikeach is also a boy. The pikeach's a boy is also a boy. I mean, of course, the Pekiyas Agboi is by itself, not together with the Cheresh, is certainly good Agboi. But in this case, where the other party is a Cheresh, so maybe one end of the Mitzvah is picked up by the Cheresh. So there is the Agboi of the Das is lacking in one end of the Chesed. But since the Cheresh is Kene, this is how we want to assume, so maybe because of Mie, so the Bekeach is also king. Bishli Mecheresh Kone, so Gemara Fyuta, Bishli Mecheresh Kone Komagul Menda. Elo Bekeach, Bimai Kone, Eleime, Cheresh Kone, Bekeach Liku Kone. Umai Mige, Mige Shnei Choshim Baomi Kone, Aymane Kone. So Gemara says, Aymane. אם תמצאו למה מגבים אצל החברי, כל החברי, חנה מילה יחד לקומה גבולה דייט רחב, היה דייט את ידי קומה גבולה, יהיו לי קונו אחי רמק. אלו אם, יש לי קונו תיקח, לי קונו אחר, וכי תאים, מה יש למשתיכה של דאום? הוסם תקינו רבונון, הוסם לאנצויה, אוכל מי מרום על, פיקח לי קונו, נועק. So what's the mascot of the Gemara? That is if a if a if a pikeach necheres hamagbiya yechefet. Now there is a comment chachomim to the Akesholem that the cheres hakboye is a good akboye. Is a good akboye. So mimele, so the cheres hakboye is a good akboye. But in this case, if the akboye was done by the two, by the Cheresh and the Bekeach. And the Bekeach cannot became it. Why? Because the Takonet Chachomim that the Cheresh Agboye is Agboye is only Agboye in regard to the Sri of the Cheresh. But Chachomim won't have Misakim in the Kisholem. The Cheresh Agboye should be considered the Agboye Ikinyan in relative to the Bekeach. So that means that the Bekeach couldn't became it. Because one end of the Chayfetz was moved by a Cheresh. And the Cheresh, Hagboye is Hagboye mid Rabbonon, only relative to himself, but not relative to the Bekeach. So that means that the Bekeach Hagboye is no Hagboye, because the Bekeach Hagboye is only Hagboye in one end of the Chayfetz, not in the other end of the Chayfetz, not the other end of the Chayfetz. So since the Bekeach Hagboye is not Hagboye, so maybe the Cheresh couldn't be Kenei either. Cheresh couldn't be Kenei. Right, so, if you don't have to say that, I'm going 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 to say that. If you should be going to, has that with me, you don't have to say that, because you can't say that, I'm going to 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 say that, because I'm going to say that, אבל יש לצד חרש כבר, חרש מיד הגבוהה, כי תיקום דק השורת. אלו פיקייה מי קונו לגב בקייח, אבל יש לגבי החרש כמונה לגב בקרקע. דק בוהה זה חרש לכאן, יהיה לו מדק השורת, באו ומי מידיק לו מימה הוכל, יקום החש דם את מיגה, אמרים לו מיגה וחרש המי קונה, אולי זוכן פיקייח לנפשי, דיני נזוכן נם לחווה. לאו הגבוהה יתקייח הגבוהה, אם תצאו אימא, כאילו אימא, אפילו תצאו לנו מישהו לחווה, הוכת היית די קומה גבוהה, היית פיקייח לא יש לנו סיים הכי תמיד. נאו דגמור אסס, אומר לרב אחת ריד רבה דו רבה ש... יו כדי רומן ואחום אמך אם הם מראי ש... פעם דראי שאו דה משנה שניים יוזם איתו הוט מהי קום הקולה שלי ואני עוד בכתי קולה והי קום הקולה שלי ואני עוד בכתי קולה So it's not an idea of two picked it up at the same time אלו מאוד דקטונית זה עם הקולה שלי, זה עם הקולה שלי הוסו לא מלי אלו משנה יסייר שמע מנה מייציל חבר, כל החבר Now this gemara is not so simple. Now let's see what Rashi says. Hoko makula shali meyichet. Mey is the bovim mishu seinu kotayik, lima zi simer. Hoko makula shali, vannu akbap, veich neima lo iknu, so tzeraye, so rom bachom eses, tzeraye, mabdim tzil chavere, iskan chavere. Because it's human, zami tzil chavere, lo iskan chavere, tos zi zek kishmach tol kar, zi zek kishmach labicha. Veich, so neither one, so even a third party should be able to be there. ואיך נימה לא יקנזר לו לזה ויום היה בוט in the case of זה עם הקולה שלי so each one claims that he picked up the whole chavetz according to his words he's done it see certainly he is how can a third party but the other one says no he picked it up so it's one of the two but the third party certainly couldn't pick it up ואיך נימה לא יקנזר לו לזה ולא לזה ויום היה אחר יתמנו ואולי קולך אותי אין אני יקבטיו ואיך המקביא מציל החבירי ומה יש לו הושי בישלום השכנג זה אמרו זה כמו כמי יום הלוי ועדהתו כמעני אבל אחר מהשוק מה היית? זה לגמור הסקשי Now it's not so simple, לגמור הסקשי is not so simple, it has to be explained After all, we saw that there is a מחלקת רשני whether the הלוכה שיחלק או שניים או זה טלס is a ודאי או it's a song So whether, now if it's a ודאי, so it's based upon an answer So that means that even in the case of the ratio of זה עם הכל שלי, שניים או זה טלס is a סיר, זה עם זה סיר So each one says, I picked it up. That's what each one says. But what does Bezden say? Anan Sade. That they both picked it up. So Bezden is, the Bezden So administer the din chuke because an am sade it is mivurer that they both pick it up at the same time. But assuming that I'm going to be Mr. Haveri, we're going to Haveri, so if they both pick it, it's mivurer that both pick it up at the same time. So there it's Hefke. So it's a good raya, according to me. And then even if we say, not like the Rav Natan, that the din of Yachleiku is not a vada, it's based upon a sofik. It's based upon a sofik. Whether the sofik is the muzek din of sofik, or muzek din of sofik, that each one is a muzek, misofik is in the, is instead of muzek din of sofik, so it's a muzek in the head, or each one is a muzek in the whole, because of the sofik. Or even if we say, because of the pshore of Mamra Mutu misofik chelkin, but the Sheni mentioned a prerequisite for the din of Yachleiku, that it has to be Yachluka Yechelu Yisemes. So in what way, why is Yachluka Yechelu Yisemes? Because it could have happened. The both is not the same one. It could have happened. So Rambam says on Ansade, it happened, not it could have happened. Those who say it's not based upon a Vadai, so it's a Sofik, so they don't say it happened. We take it for granted it happened. There is a possibility, but the possibility of Achluk Yechel Semes must be established. So Vishleini, if we say, Rabbi Mitzil HaVeiris, Kone HaVeirei, so then it's Achluk Yechel Semes. But if we say, that Rabbi Mitzil HaVeirei, is Loikon HaVeirei, so it's in Achluk Yechel Semes. It's in Achluk Yechel Semes. And even according to Rashi, who mentions the cloud of Adaramai, but many say that according to Rashi, so there are two prerequisites in order to affect the din of Yachleiku, so that there should be a Vada Ramai, because where there is a Vada Ramai, so even if it would be a Chuk Yechel Yisemes, let's say like Zimra Merakhtio, so then there is a din of Yimunach, but there's another prerequisite also of a Chuk Yechel Yisemes. So, and if it's in Achluk Yechel Yisemes, so then we don't say Yachleiku. We don't say Yachleiku. So the name of there is a very good raya from the ratio of the Mishnah. And how about Tesis? It's around Tamshin. So, Bishleime, according to the other Rishenim, not Rav Natan. So we could say that insofar as Achluk Yechel Yisemes is concerned, insofar Achluk Yechel Yisemes concerns Achluk Yechel Yisemes only means that if that what is considered in Achluk Yechel Yisemes, if it is a vadai, that when Yechluke is made, so one will take what doesn't belong to him, it belongs to somebody else. That would be called in Achluk Yechel Yisemes. But if the circumstances are of such nature that there is a possibility that each one will get something which is not his, but it's not somebody else's either. Each one will get a half that is half. So that's called Achluk Yechel Yisemes. That's called Achluk Yechel Yisemes. So then, I mean, we can understand the Gemara's Kashya. In other words, those Rishonim who do not explain it the way Tesis does, that the Yachleiku is based upon an Ansari. But they say it's suffering. But there is a prerequisite of Achluk Yechel Yisemes. So we can explain the Gemara. Because when is it considered in Achluk Yechel Yisemes? If it is a mass, that when a chluke, let's say in the case of a machlu for b'chameya, there it's in Achluk Yechel Yisemes. Because when they divide the blood, so one will get half of his blood that he certainly doesn't belong to him, that belongs to somebody else. One would be taking something that belongs to another first. That's called an Achluk Yechel Yisemes. But here, since there is a possibility that they both pick it up at the same time, so even if we say that the halacha is that I'm not being Mitzil HaVeri, work on HaVeri. So if they both pick it up at the same time, so neither one was Eichel. So what is it? What's the status of that Mitzil? Hefker. So when Reuven and Shimon, each one takes a half, does Reuven take something that belongs to Shimon? No. On the contrary, it's Hefker, so now we'll take it. It'll be very... So now it will become his. It will not be his from before. but it will become his now. But he will not be taking something that belongs to another fellow. So in Mele, it could be called, so it could say, that's called, that's not Inachut Yechavasemes. Inachut Yechavasemes is only when it is a must that when once a chuki is made, one will take something that belongs to another. But if there is a possibility that each one will take a half that is half care, so that's not Inachut Yechavasemes. Some in Mele, we can explain this Gemara. This is what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, "Either you're a Shishnai Moshe Bitalis, or if I come a Kula Shulivan Agubat the Kula, if I come a Kula Shulivan Agubat the Kula, by the Kula." So in other words, so two there is a loch of a Chut Yechelis Semes, but it's a Chut Yechelis Semes because it's possible they both are at the same time. So then when each, so it's Efker, so no one will get something that belongs to another fellow. But how about Rav Netam? So we have to say the true Rav Netam. Rav Netam says the Daloch of Yachweiku is based. Daloch of Yachweiku is based upon Hamagbim. Is based upon the Anan Sade. So that's a little bit. That the reason being of Hamagbim Mitzil Chavere is Kone Chavere. Of Hamagbim Mitzil Chavere is Kone Chavere. Hamagbim Mitzil Chavere is Kone Chavere. So, since there is a mitzil chaveri kono chaveri, so mele we can explain the even the ratio of the Mishnah on the basis of an ansar. Masheike, if we said that there is no such aloche, so then we could explain, then we would have to explain the ratio of the Mishnah, not on the basis of a magbiya mitzil chaveri, of an ansar. This is the Gemara's case. So when the Gemara says, maybe Hamagbim is Chaveri, is Loikon Chaveri. And there it's Yachleiko because each one says it's his. So at this point, the Gemara was saying, how do you know that the Halacha of Yachleiko is based upon Ansari? Maybe it's not based upon Ansari. Maybe it's based upon the Sofik Din of Mordek. And the Sofik Din of Mordek, so all that is required is that it should be Achuk Yechelei Semes. So even if Hamagbim is Chaveri, is Loikon Chaveri. So it's Hefkia. But that's not in Achut Yechavasemes. When is it in Achut Yechavasemes? When it's unavoidable when it's a must, that one should take what belongs to the other. All right. So the Gemara says, Elam Mishnei Seir. Shema. Elam Mishnei Seir. Elam Hodikton. Zeyim Akul Shuli. Hosu Lo Mulei. Elam Mishnei Seir, Shema Ma Misu Chaveri, Kona Chaveri. Kona Chaveri. Now let's see what Rashi says. Mishnei Seir. Amrinon da Magbir Mitzir, Mishmocha Amrinon, Shech Amrin Yachleiku. Da Amrinon Shnei Migbir. What is Mishnei Migbir? Vav Lekolechot Magbir Mitzir, Lul Chaveri, Vikon. Dini Mishvidu Yadin Hainai Mishaki, Vav Lemolam Bitzbisof Yitzachil Mishwe, Lekolechot 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 If Rashi Shita had been Alim Demes, like Tesa Shita, like Amtav Shita, that the reason is why Shneimer the Metallus is Yachleiko, Shneimer the Metallus Yachleiko is because of an Ansar. So the Gemara said it first. So from what you're trying to deduce the Aloha Magdin to Chavere is Kona Chavere? In Rashi it's no right because there each one says foolish. So what do you say, but it's based upon Ansar? So this is the Gemara's Kashi. How does Rabbi Bachome know that it's based upon an asade? Maybe it's not based upon an asade. Maybe the halacha of Yachleiku is based upon the concept of Homen Hamutu Misofik. Is chelki. Two, it has to be Achuk Yechel Yisemes, but that's not in Achuk Yechel Yisemes at all. Each one knows that it's very possible that each one will get something to which he's entitled. He will not get something that belongs to the other one. How do you know it's based upon another side? But Mishnei Seire, so we deduce that the Halacha of Yachleiko is based upon another side. So then the Rashi would be fine. But we explain the whole sugya there, the base on the base, and the basis that Rashi Shita is that that the whole halacha even while it ends. So the halacha of Shnayim Ozim Talas Yachleiku is based upon the concept of Momen Amut B'Sofik Chilu. Of Momen Amut B'Sofik Chilu. Of Momen Amut B'Sofik Chilu. And countries. And we said that according to the Hava Min Oz Gemore, so the halacha of Shnayim Ozim Talas Yachleiku was based upon the Din of Moshe. Which Din of Moshe? Haitof is V'Chulev, Haitof is V'Chulev. That was the Hava Min Oz Gemore. But then Maskon of the Gemore was that when two hold on to a talis, so neither one is a Moshe. Neither one is a music in the head, neither one is a music in the whole. So why is it Yachleiko? Because of the general principle of Momen Amut B'Sofik is Chilukin. And that's why the Gemara reversed this position. First the Gemara says, Afilu Teim Esumche, Tiyom Asumche Zichet Diket Rao the Momen, Aul Lichet Rao Momen Eloi. So then the Gemara reversed itself. Vafkal Chema, Uma Wosu Diket Rao Momen Ma, Diket Rao Momen Ma, Dikum Eku Ma, Dikum Eku Ma, Rao Mesumche, Was it Chilukin, Hoch Lichet Rao Momen, Dikum Eta Vaya, Rikoshi. So what was this for? So we explained that the Havadin of the Gemara, when the Gemara said, So the Havamin of the Gemara assumed that the Shnayim Ozim Talas is Yachleiko because of the din of Muzik, that each one is a Muzik in the whole. Then the Maskon of the Gemara was, no, it's not based upon the din. It's not based upon the din of Muzik. No one is a Muzik, not even in the head. So why is it Yachleiko? And we put it out from the number of Rashi in connection with the sugya of the Gemara of Rashi Zmanokat, that this is Rashi Shite. So Mele, so that neither one is a Muzik, So no one is a Muzik in anything, neither in the half nor in the whole. So on what is it based? It's based upon the concept of Momen Amut B'Sofik Chilukin. But from this Rashi it appears from this Rashi that the Hava Min Oz Gemore was, when the Gemore started to refute the Raya from Bar Chome, so then the Gemore said, no, it's no Raya. Maybe it's based upon the din of Momen Amut B'Sofik Chilukin. But the Mishnah Yisera we see, Umishimocha Amrina Yachleikot Amrina Shnei Migbu, so it's based upon Ansari. So that's not in accordance with what we said in the Rashi Dami. So we have to say that Rashi means that, according to Rashi, of course, even I live in the Maskone of the Gemore. So the Yachleiku is based upon the din of Momen Amut B'Sofik Chilukin. But here we apply the din of Momen Amut B'Sofik Chilukin, even though they create the Sofik. Even though it's not like Dror Memene, I mean, the Stasis explains it, Dror Memene, in the sense, the Lord of the Sofik Chilukin, because here they create the Sofik. It's how the Tanisei the Sofik Chilukin. So then, the din of Shore wouldn't apply. But the din of Shore applies even to a case where only the Tanisei is of the person, where they produce, create the Sofik. But provided that Achluka Yechel is sent, and even though Rashi mentions the concept of it, the criterion of love by the Ramai, but Rashi agrees with both concepts. Now, it's in order to apply the din of Yachleiko in the case where the parties themselves create the problem, the Sofik, so it must be established that it's a chluk yechel yisemes. If the written seem is of the person, so without a chluk yechel yisemes, we can apply pshor. As sumchas applies. Sumchas applies that even there is a moon. So even though it's in a chluk yechel yisemes. Because the parties don't create the problem. Mashiach in here, when the parties create the problem, so without the prerequisite of a chluk yechel yisemes, we wouldn't be in a position to apply a pshor. So why is Bezdin in a position, even in this case, where the parties themselves are at fault and they produce the suffix, they created the problem? So why is Bezdin obligated to apply a pshor? Only because it's a chluk yechel yisemes. So according to Maskoni, it's also based upon the concept of Momen Amut B'Sofik Chilukin, or Pam Pshore. But the Hava Min Oz Gemore Hava min of the Gemara assume that Hava min of the Gemara assume that in a case where there is a possibility that no one will take what belongs to the other fellow, so that's called Achlup Yechel, he says. The Maskon of the Gemara is no. That when is it called Achluk Yechel Yisemes, if there is a possibility that one, that each one takes what he is entitled mamesh, what he owns. But if there is no such possibility, let's say if we'll say Magbir Tzil Havera is Loikon Havera, so then there is no possibility that when the Chluk is made, Rubin gets a half of the talis, Shimon gets a talis, that each one will get what he really owns. He doesn't know anything. He doesn't own a thing. Either one owns the whole thing and the other one doesn't own anything, or neither one owns anything. But then, if neither one owns anything, so no one takes what belongs to somebody else. So the halakha of the Gemara was that that would be called Achluk Yechel Yisemes. And the maskana of the Gemara is that this is not called Achluk Yechel Yisemes. Achluk Yechel Yisemes means that there is a possibility when it's divided, so each one will get the half that Imamish owns. Not that each one will get the half that is half care. So it doesn't belong to the other fellow. So maybe the Pshat Mirash should be like this. Mishnah Yisere, Amrinu Narabim Yisere. Umishmach Amrinu Yachleiku. The Amrinu Shneem Yigbiru. Vav Rikol Echot Magdiya Mitziyo. Vilu Loi Bechaveira Rikone. Dini Mishum Dili Adin Rehim Yineh Mishak. We have him on Amutu Bisofik, we have him sure, we have him only take it. So even though it's not a chukka yechel yisemes, it's not a chukka yechel yisemes in that sense. But, so in other words, so even without the possibility that they both were Cain at the tower, so we apply the din of chelki, no. So the reason is why Josh Mamanu Mireish. So why Mishnah Yisere? So the Mishnah Yisere comes to tell us that the only reason as to why the reasoning of Yachleiku is because of the possibility that they were both Zeichen. And that's called Achlup Yechel Yisemes. But if there isn't a possibility that they're both Zeichen, but the possibility is maybe it's Hefgeah, that's not Achlup Yechel Yisemes. Then there wouldn't be anything of Hefgeah. Now, so the Gemara says, "Elmo di tomet meklutz le boshlo, so lo mushni seir shvam le mushni chavir kol chavir ei. Vol kim le reishim seir v'seiv mekach memcha. So it's not the mushni seir. Elmo seir. Zei mekol shali, v'zei mechetz shali. Hosu lo mali. Elmo mushni seir. Shvam le mushni chavir kol chavir. Elmo mushni seir. Now here there are two gifts, whether mushni seir or not. So this is discussed. O mai le seir, v'yul mekach memcha. וחיתי מאיד מקומם חמאל נים ראיז סאבר חמין אי קומ חצ שלו לב כבש אבד ליפטה קמאש לא יום מקום ארים סאבר יא מן קול שלי בניסטבוע אי מאוח דב כבש אבד ויפטה אלו מה שנש נוי שתיים ריף מקב בהימו הסו מאמלי אלו מישני סייר אלו מישני סייר סוראש סז היא מישני סייר כדי פאריש סוברס כבש סמו נחוס דומית נדאי דיס איז דראשה האז רפרנס טו. When I said that it's mashmas Rashi Shiti is that when two pick up a paper, so each one is really realizing that boy in the whole thing. So why do we have to resort on Vinz with Havikol Havere? Because it's not for that aloche. So one Hagboya would be the battle of the other Hagboya. I'm not like the Rosh, not like the Rashi. So I meant this Rashi. Because, I mean, this is based upon the Diyuk of Rashi. Rashi says Mishni Seira Kiparishis. So what does it mean Kiparishis? In other words, Kiparishis is, as I explained on top before, that as the Gemara wanted to point out, Shnayim Oz Mitalet, Zeim Akulashli, Zeim Akulashli. So why is it Yachleiko? Because we say Tavai Baradode Hagbu, some Melech they were both Kene. So from the Rashi we couldn't infer that. But from the Sefer of Shnayim Reichvin, we can be Midayged, because I brought the Mishni Yisere. So just to repeat the same aloche, it's not necessary to mention another case. So why did the Mishnah mention the Mishni Yisere? To tell us that in the case of Hoishnaim Rechrin, so the reason as to why Hoishnaim Rechrin Ogam Reimo, the reason as to why it's Yachleiko is because it's Achluka Yecheli Semes, and we say that it's very likely, even though not a certainty, but it's very likely that the both were, as they saw, Ibehim Shor Hefker, so this both started to be Rechrin Ogam Reimo Basachat Mar. This is the reason as to why. This is the reason. So that makes it a chluk yecheli semes. That's a vay bar adober. Not rochvu, rochba, that's a vay bar adober rochvu. So that's like moshchu. So it's like moshchu. So it's a riot, magbim mitzul chavere, it's gonna chavere, because if magbim mitzul chavere, it's not gonna chavere. So when it's a vay bar adober agbu, so neither one is kene. So when it's a vay bar adober moshchu or rochvu, so neither one is kene. So let the third party be able to be there. This is how Nachos David explains the Rashi. So in other words, so it's mucha from Rashi. So it's mucha from Rashi that if among just as we say, that assuming that the Yitzhak Haver is going to have it. So when two pick up in Mitzir. So neither one is there. So in the case where two are Meshich Haverim, or Arechev, Rechev, it's like Meshich, Vasachas, so assuming that I'm going to have a way, so neither one is going to the Ritva in Shnuch Betzes is Chelet. And the Ritva says that when Gimorah says, Hosulomuli, Elom Mishnah Yisere. So what is Mishnah Yisere? Because that's entirely superfluous. So why did Tana mention it? So Mishnah Yisere, so we see that, so the Tana mentioned the case of Shnayim Rechvin to tell us that the reason as to why by Shnayim Rechvin, so it's Yachleiku, is because we say that it's very likely that the Tavai Rochvu Badadot Basach, as they saw in the Hemesh Ohefkeh, so Tavai, they started to write on the Behemoth together Basachat Mamesh. No, so that's no riot, so the Ritva says, from that alone, there is a slight deichek in the Ritva's pshat, but this is how he explains the Gemara. So from that alone, there is no right to Magbir Mitzil Havere is Kona Havere, because we could say Magbir Mitzil Havere is Loi Kona Havere. So the male, when two are Magbir Achefet, so neither one is Kene. But when two, the Ritva says in so many words, but when two are Reiche Vanadad and Hemesh Ohefkeh, so then they are Kene. Are Kene. But, so what's the right? So the answer is this. From the Mishnah Yisere of Hoishnayim Rechvin Ogam Reime, so we refer that the case of Shnayim Rechvin, that the Shnayim Rechvin is reference to the case where Tavaye Baradodev Rochvu. So since the Sefer of Hoishnayim Rechvin has reference to the case where they acquire the Kinyan through Tavaye Baradodev Rochvu, so by following up a parallelism, so the Reishit too, the reason as to why it's Yachleiku is because it's likely that Tavaye Baradode Igbu. Because Reishit do me the same. So since the same is a Mishnah Yisere, so what was the purpose of the same? The purpose of putting in the Sefer was to tell us that the reason as to why by Hoyeshnaim Reishit with Yachleiku is because we say Tavaye Baradode Rochvu. So Mimele, that we know, but from that aloha itself, we cannot deduce that principle that a magbim tzil chavere is kol chavere. Because even if we say a magbim tzil chavere is kol chavere, so when it's tavaye baradode agbu, so no one is kene. But when it's tavaye baradode rochvu, then the Ritva says they could be kene. But since it is established that the case of that Hoishtaim Rechvin has referenced the case where it's tavaye baradode rochvu. And the Akene, because it's Tavaye Baradode Rochvu, Moshvu. So the Mele, we say Reishe Dumye the Seife, since the Seife, so the Akene, because it's likely, we assume, that Tavaye Baradode Rochvu, so in the Reishe, why is it Yachleiku Zei Makulish Li also, because we assume, it's very likely, that Tavaye Baradode Rochvu. And since the Daloche of Yachleiku and Reishi is based upon Tavaye Baradode Agbu, so it's a Raya Magbim Mitzil Chavere, is Loi, is Kona Chavere. So that's the Raya. So now what's the Machleikus between Rashi and the Ritva? So the Machleikus between Rashi and the Ritva is, in other words, if we say Magbim Mitzil Chavere is Loi Kona Chavere, so then it follows So then Rav Nachman says, it follows that if two pick up a mitzvah at the same time, so neither one is gaining. So then the machlokes between Rashi and the Ritva, would the same thing apply to the case where two start riding on the behemoth shall have care at the same time? When two are, what's Rechef means Meshich. It's not like according to Rashi. So just as we say, so if we say the survivor of the Agbur, so neither one is Kene, so when it's survivor of the Moshchur, survivor of the Rochur, so also neither one is Kene. And according to the Ritva, so even if we say that when it's survivor of the Agbur, neither one is Kene, but when it's survivor of the Rochur, so each one can be Kene. Why? What's the Machlokes? It all depends. If we say, like the Svore of the Omnes of the Rosh, so there is a halacha that one kinyan of taking possession is in competition with the other, so maybe we have to resort to the principle of a Magdim Yisrael Chaveirei Kona Chaveirei, but if not for the halacha of Magdim Yisrael Chaveirei Kona Chaveirei, so one is in competition with the other, so it would negate the other. The Riproshite is like the Rajbo, that the reason is why by Magdim Yisrael by Shtayim Sheigibuo, if not for the halacha of Magdim Yisrael Chaveirei Kona Chaveirei, so neither one would be Zeche, because if not for the halacha of Magdim Yisrael Chaveirei Kona Chaveirei, so it's Nachat Rabbi Karke. That's only Shaya Bagad Boye, but that's not Shaya Gadol Mishiche and Bar Yechive. So that's the Machlekes. So you see, I mean, that Rashi Shite is like Rosh. Oh. אלו משני סיר השמם אבי של רבים והחבירי ודיום אוק ממש מוריך את נעמה קונה אלו מסיר בזמן שמיינים שיש לו מיינים חלקו משווה במה אם מקרמם חסך לא מיימה אלו אבי מציע ושמם לך מציעו חבירי קונה חבירי ורוב אמר לו וכי זוכן אב שזוכן אמר לך אברי אבי נעדה סיירה You start the Gemara to explain it according to Tate's Pshat, because you see how Rashi explains the Gemara has to be deduced from the Rashi Daftet. From there, the basic Rashi in Rashi's sheet explanation of Rosh Manik is the Rashi Daftet, where Rashi says Shmanim Rosh Kone Shaloi Bimakimani. I mean, it is from this Rashi that all the Mephoshim infer that Rashi did not explain the Gemara the way it is. But except for this Rashi, so, I mean, so we could say there's another Rashi also, but I mean, this is the basic Rashi. So we could say that Rashi explains the Gemara like Tesis. So let's follow up the Gemara first according to Tesis Pshat. But because Rashi's Pshat is very obscure, I mean, all kinds of Pirushim, I mean, in Rashi. The Maram Shif, the Ktis, the Nachmas Govit. All right, now, Holy Shnayim Reich, Omer Rav Yitzchak, Omer Rav Yehuda, Shmas Menedim HaShmuel Tarsim. So Rav Yehuda said that he heard with Shmuel two things, the Aloch, Rochel V'man, Chad Kone V'chad Loi Kone. One of the two is Kene and one is not Kene. And I don't know which one is Kene and which one is not Kene. So in other words, either Rochov is Kene and Manik not, or vice versa. Hey Chadom, Ilein Rochov Lechude or Manik Lechude, if Shmuel mentioned the two halachas in connection with Rochov by itself and Manik by itself, so one of the two is a Kene. And one of the two is not the king. And Rav Yehuda says he doesn't know whether Shmuel said that Rochel by itself is the king. And Manik not, or Manik by itself is the king, and Rochel not. So, you and Rochel lechude, Manik lechude, Manik lechude, minike man doma lekon. So it is obvious that if Shmuel said in respect to Rochel by itself and Manik by itself, one is the king and one is not the king, and obviously he must have said that Manik is the king. And Rochel not. He couldn't have said that Manik by itself are the Kiyan. Manik, that's a plain example. That's the classic example of Mishiche. Now Mishiche is the Kiyan today. So what is Manik? Manik is Mishiche. Manig le chute mi ike man dobo li kon. El ikele mi ma dobo li kon e rocho bu di ikele mi. So, el i, so na loe, so sin Shmuel, assuming that Shmuel mentioned the two aloch, one is a kein kinyan, one is not a kinyan, in connection with rocho by itself, manig by itself, then it is clear beyond the shadow of the doubt that Shmuel must have said, manig is a kinyan, rocho is not a kinyan. He couldn't have said a reverse. But since Rav Yude says that he had this sofik, he doesn't remember. So obviously, so So Rav Yude shouldn't have any sofik. So since Rav Yude doesn't have any sofik, so the sofik must be in connection with rochub machmas. In other words, where the two are together, one is a rochuv and one is a manik together. So Shmuel said, one of them is kene, the other one is not kene. El rochuv makemaniki boil my rochuv odi do tofus bo oidu manik odu is the agle machmose. So now, according to Tesis Pshat of the Gemara, again, I mean, it's very obscure how Rashi explains it. But according to Tesis Pshat in the Gemara, so when the Gemara says El Rochuv Mokemani Ki Boyalu, so the Shaila is in Kinyan, not in Muzik. So, in other words, El Rochuv Mokemani Ki Boyalu, my Rochuv Odi, in other words, assuming that Tesis explained the Gemara as follows. In other words, Rav Yude was not really sure whether Shmuel mentioned his memory in connection with Rochel Bechude and Mani Bechude, or Shmuel mentioned the memory. El rochuv makemani ki boyel. My rochuv odi. In other words, assuming that Tesis explained the Gemara as follows. In other words, Rav Yude was not really sure whether Shmuel mentioned his memory in connection with rochuv bechude and mani bechude, or Shmuel mentioned the memory in connection with rochuv makemani. He didn't know, but one thing was clear to Shmuel. Assuming that Shmuel mentioned his memory in connection with Rochov Bechud and Manig Bechud, then obviously he must have said that Rochov is not Kene and Manig is Kene. He couldn't have said it in a verse. But maybe Shmuel said his memory in connection with Rochov Mokeman, in connection with Rochov Mokeman. So that means that Rochuv Bechude is certainly Kine. But Rochuv Mokemani, so one is Kine, one is not Kine. So Rav Yude had a sofik. This is how Tesis explains. Rav Yude had a sofik. Whether Shmuel said his memory in connection with Rochuv Bechude Mani Bechude, or he said his memory in connection with Rochuv Mokemani. Assuming that Shmuel said his memory in connection with Rochuv Bechude Mani Bechude, then he obviously must have said that Rochuv is not Kene, Mani is Kene. But there is a possibility that Shmuel said his memory in connection with Rochuv Mani. Then Then Shmuel took it for granted that Troch of Lechude is came. And money Lechude, of course, is came. But he said, remember, in connection, Udroch Mokemanu, and he doesn't remember, one is Kene when the two are together, so one is Kene, the other one is not. So he doesn't remember what is Kene, what Shmuel said. What Shmuel said. So, in other words, so there is one possibility in Rav Yudah's mind that perhaps Shmuel said his memory in connection with Rochum Lechode or Mani Lechode, so then obviously he must have said that Rochum is not Kene, Mani is Kene, but there is a possibility that Shmuel said his memory in connection with Rochum Lechode, then obviously he must have meant Shmuel that Rochum Lechode is Kene, and of course Mani Lechode is Kene, and he must have said that when the two are together, let's say in Yitzhak. So they are both two at the same time try to be Zeichel in the Heimek. And one becomes a Reichel when the other one becomes a Manik. So Shmuel said in such a case, one is Kene, one is not Kene. One is not Kene. But he doesn't remember who is Kene and who is not Kene. Who is not Kene. So there are two snakes in the mind of Rav Yudah. One topic in the mind of Rav Yudah was whether Shmuel said his memory in connection with Rochum Lechode Manik or in connection with Rochum Lechode Manik. Assuming that Shmuel said his memory in connection with Rochum Lechode Manik, then obviously Shmuel must have said Manik is Kene, Rochum is not Kene. But there's another possibility. Maybe Shmuel said his memory in connection with Rochum Lechode Manik. If Shmuel did say his memory in connection with Rochum Lechode Manik, then obviously Shmuel must have meant that Rochum Lechode is Kene and Manik Lechode is Kene. But he said when the two come together, so who is Kene? Who is Kene? All right. Now this is the pshat in the Gemara according to Tesis. So according to Tesis, the whole Abaye in the Gemara, the whole Abaye in the Gemara is in connection with Kene, not in connection with Mure. Not in connection with Mure. Because Tesis says in so many words, assuming that Shmuel said his memory in connection with Rochum Lechode Manik, that means that Shmuel must have meant that Shmuel took for granted that either one by itself is Kene. But when the two come together, so one is Kene, one is not Kene. So the Shaila is, who is Kene? But if we assume that like the alternative that Shmuel mentioned his memory connection with Rochum Lechode Manik, that means that Shmuel took it for granted that Rochum by itself is Kene and Manik by itself is Kene. Since Rochum by itself is Kene and Manik by itself is Kene, so even when the two are together and there is one who is not Kene, but Muzek is each. When we say that, let's say, if we say that Rochum by itself is not Kene, so then Rochum is not even Muzek. But if we say that Shmuel said his memory in connection with Rochum Mokemanik, that means that Shmuel took it for granted that Rochum by itself is a king and of course Mani by itself is a king. Then it also follows that when the two are together, each one is a Muzek. But suppose we see that two at the same time start grabbing the behemoth and one grabs it by becoming a Rochum Anuk and one grabs it by becoming a Manik. Or money, both at the same time. So that's the shaila. That's the shaila of so Rav Yudah doesn't remember. He doesn't remember whether Shmuel said that the Rochum is a Kene b'Mokim Manik or Manik is a Kene b'Mokim Manik. El Yikemei Ma'ad Likon El Rochum Likim El Rochum Mokim Manik. My Rochum for the Tophis Bo. What does it mean, the Tophis Bo? So Teisa says, the Tophis Bo doesn't mean Tophis Bo, Tophis Beragla, because he holds on to the Behemoth. But Tophis Bo means he holds the reins of the Behemoth. He holds the reins of the Behemoth. The Misir. He's Tophis Misir. So, my Rochavodis, the Tophis Bo, because he's Roch. So what's the Yichet? So what's the Yichet? So in other words, he's Rochu, and he's also And he's also tefes ben misira. So mele he's kain. He's kain. Because he's rochuf and he's tofus ben misira. So he's kain. And now, so what does it mean? So in other words, there are two things. First of all, he's rochuf. And then he's tofus ben misira. He's tofus ben misira. So what's the yichas with rochuf? Now, so Rochel be the kinyan by itself. And when it is coupled together with Malik, so that's the shadow. Whether the Rochel, who is Tofus ben Misira, is Kene alone, and the Malik is not Kene, or the Malik is Kene. Now, what? So what he says, it's Rochel ben Tofus ben Misira. So what does Rochel mean? Oslo me'at machmos. A little bit. Whenever, even if it's not mamish, ozu machmosei, but it's ozu me'at machmosei. In other words, when a person gets on top of the behemoth, so even though he doesn't drive the behemoth, he doesn't ride on the behemoth, but there is a little bit of akir. There is a little bit of akir. So above the behemoth, but it's not visible. So maybe that's called ozu me'at machmosei. Even though he's not manik beradlo. So it's still called Ozla Me'at Machmos. So we say when the two come together, Rochuv and Manik, so the Rochuv is Kene and the Manik not, because through the Rochuv by itself is Kene, and the Manik by itself is Kene, but when the two come together, so Rochuv is Odi, the Otofus Bey, or is the Manik Odi, the Adl Machmos. Now we have to understand, what is it? I mean, this Odi, that Odi. I mean, why not a shach? If Rochuv by itself, if we say that Shmuel said his memory in connection with Rochuv alone and Manik alone, then he obviously must have said Rochuv is not Kane and Manik is Kane. Then we understand what Shmuel said. Because, in other words, what does Rochuv mean? I'll not machmosi, but not in a visible way. So in any way, that's not Mishnah. If it's not visible to the eye. If the Asma Me'at Machmosi is not visible to the eye, that's not called Mishnah. But if we say like the other alternative, that Shmuel said his memory in connection with Rochuv Mokeman, then Shmuel took it for granted that Rochuv by himself is the key. And Mani by itself, of course, is the key. But he said, when the two come together, so one is Kene and one is not Kene. So we don't know whether Rochuv is Kene or Mani is Kene. So then, when the two, even though each one by itself is a good kinyan, but when the two come together, so one is better. Why should one be better? One is better. So the question is, which one is better? Is Rochuv, that is tofus ben misira, better than Manik? Or Manik? Or Manik, that is not tofus ben misira, is better than Rochuv? Then better than Rochuv, that is also tofus ben misira. I mean, what kind of a svori is there? What kind of Yisroel is that? I mean, this is how the Maram Shiv explains the things of Shita in the Gemara. In other words, if we say that Shmuel said his memory in connection with Rochuv Mokeman, so then he took it for granted that Rochuv by itself is a good kinyan, and Manik by itself is a good kinyan. Why, what is Rochuv? Rochuv means as the Me'at Machmosi. So in the case where the Rochuv, that is as the Me'at Machmosi, so it is a Mishich. Because it's also Me'at Machmosi, even though it's not really visible to the eye. So, but it's also Me'at Machmosi. So it's still a Kiyam Mishiche. But it, in the case where it's together with Manik, and the Rochuv is also also Me'at Machmosi. And in addition, it is coupled with Tovah B'Misire. So then the Maharam Shiv says, so Teisves, explaining Gemara, holds that the fact that it is, that there is Aslam, that it's Tofus ben Misira on top of the Aslam Me'at Machmosi, so that makes it a better kinyan. Makes it a better kinyan than the Manik, who is not Tofus ben Misira. So he says, it's a Deirei God. Nachozov, it's time again, the Maram Shifi, it's a Deirei God. It's a Deirei God. So how could it be a better kinyan? So, but it's not, the Maram Shiv's pshat is not difficult. In other words, how can, how can be, Bichlal, how can we conceive of such a concept? Better Kinyan, weaker Kinyan. How the child, the Kinyan is a Kinyan. If it's not the Kinyan, it's not a Kinyan. And if it is a Kinyan, it is a Kinyan. If it is a Kinyan by itself, why shouldn't it be a Kinyan together with something else? Why shouldn't it be a Kinyan together with something else? So all this is Shayach only in connection with Mishiche and Mishire. And that boy, because the three Kinyanim, we have three Kinyanim, we have Agboye, we have Kinyan, Mishiche, and we have Misirah. What is Misirah? Of the three, the best, the strongest one of the three is Agboye, then comes Mishiche, and then comes Misirah. Because when you are Mishir, so you put the whole Bein, when you are Mishir or Misirah, what does it mean? The Mishir turns over the reins of the Bein, the Afsar of the Bein. So he turns over to the Mikir. So there is no moving of the behemoth itself. There is only turning over of the reins of the Mesira of the behemoth. So that's not as much as pulling the behemoth. And that boy is still there. Now all these three Kinyonim, Hagboy and Mishiche and Mesira, they all emanate from the same concept. Yeah. I mean, how do we know that Mishiche is Keinetz, or the Gemara says, Ibo Metzi and Azor, because he sickened me Adam Isaac or Dobra Nikhtem Yadriya. Dobra Nikhtem Yadriya. So what does Dobra Nikhtem Yadriya mean? Mishiche. And that boy is also Dobra Nikhtem Yadriya. The Shinim say. The Gemara doesn't mention the posik of Dobra Nikhtem Yadriya in connection with that boy. The Gemara mentions in connection with Mishiche. But that boy is even better than Mishiche. Now what does Dobra Nikhtem Yadriya mean? It means taking possession. When you are Mishiche, you are taking possession. Hachnoseh, what you say, but I mean, I don't mean chotzer, achnosel yashu say, not in the sense of chotzer that's yad mamesh. Achnosel yashu say, taking possession, in the sense of taking possession. So, Hagboye and Mishiche and Misire are really based upon the same concept of Dover and Niknem Yad Yad. Achnosel yashu say, not achnosel yashu say in the sense of that it's mamesh and it's chotzer. It's not in his chotzer. Let's say Mishiche and Isinte. So it's not in his chotzer, it's not his mummy, but it's a private domain. So when he pulls it, in a sinte, so that's taking possession. So at achnosel Mishiche you say. So the common aspect of Hagboye, Mishiche, and Misire consists in taking possession. And what's taking possession? That's the exercise of dominion. When a person takes possession, so then he exercises dominion. So actually, Hagboye, Mishiche, and Misira are one kinyan of Dover Amitim Yad Liyad, of taking possession. So that's why, now, for example, Reb Shimon holds that Behemo Bein Dako Bein Gaso in the Miknes Elo Bagboy. Why? Why does he hold the only Hagboye? Because what is the kinyan of Hagboye? Taking possession. What the kinyan of Mishiche also takes possession. What the kinyan of Misire also takes possession. So mainly, which represents the highest form of taking possession? Hagboy, he picks it up in his hand. So then the highest form of taking possession, there is, it's a question of degree. There is more taking possession involved in Hagboy than Mishiche. So mainly, Rav Shimon holds, inasmuch as the behemoth is capable of Hagboy, then he must make Agboye. And the other Agboyim Achelik, and they say, even though the behemoth is capable of a greater degree of taking possession in it, so still Mishiche is capable. So it's all because Me'agboye, Mishiche, Misire are all based upon one concept of Kisik Nmiyar Misecho, Dover Hanik Nmiyar Liyar. So in effect, Mishiche means what? Taking possession. So Me'ele, this is the Pshat in the Maram Shif. It's not just the Maram Shif, he's just mentioning dry clothing, I mean, without any logic. There is logic in it. In other words, the Maram Shif explains thesis, Pshat in the Gemara, and the Gemara is saying like this. If, in other words, he heard, Rav Yudah heard from Shmuel, that he said in connection with Rochav and Manik, that one is Kenyan, one is not Kenyan. So there are two other possibilities. One possibility is that Shmuel mentioned his memory in connection with Rochav and Manik. So So Rochovli, so then obviously Shmuel must have said that Rochovli Chudei, even though it's Adlami Ab, but it's not really Mikalai, the Hanoge that he was Manik, so in Mele, it's not a real Mashiach. So obviously, if Shmuel had made a memory in connection with Rochel Roman Chudei, he must have said that Rochel the Chudei is not Kehle, only Manik Chudei is Kehle. But there is another possibility. That Shmuel has said his memory in connection with Rochel Roman. Then Shmuel must have meant that Rochel Chudei is a king. Go, Manik Chudei is a king. Go. But he said the memory when the two come together, let's say a behemoth hefker, a behemoth mitzia. So Reuben and Shimon, they try to grab it at the same time. One starts riding on it, and the other one, at the same moment, starts being leaving it. So one is Canaan, one is not Canaan. So then the question arises, who is Canaan? So then, if Shmuel said his memory connection to Rochel Manik, then obviously Rochel by itself, then the Rochel by itself is a king. But since Rochel by itself is a king, and here the Rochel is also Tofus Ben Misire, so true Rochel by itself is a king. What's the king? There's a king, because Adlam Yad Machmos, he said, that's also Mashiach. So that's also Nikta Yad Yad, that's also Achmos, as you say. That's also taking possession. But, and Manik, of course, is taking possession. But the Rochel, besides the Manik Yad Machmos, is also Tofus Ben Misire, so there is a greater degree. So we could say that there is a greater degree of taking possession realized by the Rochel. Because on one hand it's Adlam Yad, so there is an Indian of taking possession by the Adlam Yad, and then he's also Tofus Ben Misire. So too, Misire is only Kenev Bechomemcha. In other words, so in order that Misire should be Kenev by itself, so only when the Meicheya turns over the Misire to the Rekeya, then there is a real taking possession by the Rekeya. But in Misire, there is no turning over of a Mitzire by anyone, it's a Mitzire. So that's not a sufficient taking possession by the Zeich. Masha'imkein, where the taking of the Mitzire, the Tvisan Mitzire, is joined to the Adlam Atmach Mosei. So Adlam Atmach Mosei represents a taking possession, and the taking of the Mesire in itself also a little bit involved, a little bit of taking possession. But it's not sufficient. It's not a sufficient taking possession to be Caleb the Mesire. But when this degree of taking possession that is represented by the Tofus Ben Misire, is joined to the Adam Atmach Mosei, then together it might be equal to a greater taking of possession, to a higher degree of taking possession, than the Manik, who is not over the Messiah. What's so difficult? It's not difficult at all. It's not difficult at all. Alright. So in other words, this is how the Maram Shiv explains the thing. So he boy, Elo Elochu Makmanik, my Rochu body. So then he's taking it for granted that Rochel by itself is a king. But the question is, when both come together, so like this, it couldn't be any such thing. If the two come together, so maybe one is king and one is not king. If the two come together, and if one, so then there is another shayla of Amagbim Tzir Haverei, is maybe Iskono, so then, when the two kiyonim come together, so one negates the other. The one negates the other. But if we say Amagbim Tzil Chaveri is Kona Chaveri, or Mir Zachon Nashu Zachon Chavre, so one does not negate the other. So why should one be Kena and one should not be Kena? So one should be Kena. Once we assume Amagbim Tzil Chaveri is Kona Chaveri, or Mir Zachon Nashu Zachon Chavre, so one is not, does not, one kiyon does not negate the other. So if each one is a kiyon by itself, so when two make the key at the same time, they should both be king. But here, since the whole key of Mashiach consists in taking possession, so when one is a Rochel and one is a Manik, So assuming that Rochel by itself is the king. Of course, money by itself is the king. But the Rochel is also Tophis Misira, so then we can say that perhaps the money exercises a greater degree of taking possession, because it has the machmasa in a substantial way, whereas the Rochel is not in such a substantial way, it's not even in a visible way, only a little bit. So it's not in a substantial way, Mazel Machmasei. Even though it's coupled with taking a hold of the Mesire, but the Da'adle Machmasei in a substantial way constitutes a greater degree of dominion, of taking possession, than the one with Rochel and Tophis Mesire. Oh no, maybe the two things together, each one of which represents an act of taking possession, even though Tophis Mesire by Mesire is not Kene, because it doesn't constitute a sufficient degree of taking possession by Mesire. But when it is joined to the Rochel, that is Adle Machmasei, so there are two kinds of taking possession. One kind of taking possession that is represented by the Adle Machmasei, and the second type of taking possession is represented by the Tophis Mesire, even though by itself is not sufficient. It doesn't constitute enough of taking possession to be Kene. But when the two are joined together, so then we can say that he realizes a greater degree of taking possession. All right. My Rochel was of the toughest boy to the money because of the Adle Machmasei. Now, the way I explain the Maram Shif, so it's not the way the Nachozovit assumed the Maram Shif. The Nachozovit assumed the Maram Shif is saying something else, but this is probably what the Maram Shif meant. Or if you the money God is, the old Machmas. Or Marav Yisei, or Marav Yudah Merzana. Now, Haman says it's Aboim, Vayeshev Vikorim says it's Aboim. That is reference to the Yisei of Klai, of Klai in the Behe. So one is not allowed to do work, Sheva Hamer Yal. So in other words, it's not allowed to do whether it can, the work consists in chrishe or in any other work. It has nothing to do with kiyoni. There it has to do with aveid. If somebody is aveid, he's chelish, b'sheir v'chamir yadro, so he's late. So if he does work with two behemoths, at the same time, so he's late. So to suppose someone is ma, so suppose there is a share of Hameir, and so one is Manik, the share of Hameir, and one is Yeshiv Korein, he sits in the vehicle. So Yeshiv Korein, so he rides in the vehicle. So both are sitting as our boy. So that means Rameir Peter and Yeshiv Korein. When the Atos Shmuel is on the Chachomim Peter and Yeshiv Korein. So the Chachomim Peter and Yeshiv Korein. So in other words, have you equated Yeshiv Korein with Rechid? I mean, what's the difference? They are both Rochel. They both right. But the one who is Rochel, so in addition to riding, so he's also a Tophis Mesire. And where is the Yeshiv Korein? He rides in the vehicle. He's not Tophis Mesire. So, Rav Yudah equate one with the other. Rav Yudah equated one with the other. So, we say, so, Shmapir Shmuel, Bitonel Chachom Peter Sayish Bikorei, Shmamino Rochel Vichud Eloikon. Now, the Manik, everybody agrees the same example, because when one is Manik, Yishir Vechamer Yardo, so that means he does work with the Yishir Vechamer. Now, the Rochel, the Yish Bikorei, who is also Rochel, so it's also Ozle Me'at Machmasei, but not in a substantial way. So in other words, Reb Meir says that the Yeshiv Korein is Chayav. So why is it Chayav? Because he's Eved B'Sheir Chamer Yardo. So the Ozle Me'at Machmasei is considered real Manik. So it's considered Manik Sheir Chamer Yardo. And Manik is Eved B'Sheir Chamer Yardo. So we see that Reb Meir, who says that he is Chayav, he holds that also Me'at Machmasei, even though it's not in a substantial way, is considered a real money. If it comes to the real money, of course, he's came, naturally, it's a king. And the Chachomim, they say that his potter is not considered Eved Aveide. Why is, even though the money is considered Eved Aveide? So the Yeshiv Keor Kohen is not considered money. So Mele, according to the Chachomim, Rochu by itself is not a king. So then, in other words, you see, he has two slaykes, Rav Yudeh. One topic of Rav Yudeh was, maybe Shmuel said his memory connection with Rochu by itself and Manu by itself. So then he obviously must have said that Rochu is not Kane, Manu is Kane. There is another possibility that maybe Shmuel took it for granted that Rochu by itself is a king. And of course Manu by itself is a king. But he said his memory in connection with Rochu by Manu. So then he doesn't know, so then it's a topic, which one is the king and which one is not the king? Whether Rochu Mokim Manik is not the king or Manik Mokim Wall is not the king. Not the king. Now, since we see that Shmuel is Mat, and Shmuel says Chachom Pei, so that means that Yeshe the Keren is not considered Manik, because Manik, Chachom Mameini is saying it that way. So Yeshe the Keren, even though it's Adlam Ab Machmosei, is not considered a Manik. So obviously, according to Chachomi, Rochu by itself is not the Kinyan. If Rochu by itself is not the Kinyan, then obviously, Rochu Mokimani cannot be Kinyan. Even by itself is not the Kinyan. So this is, so in other words, so, Omer Rav Yehi say, Omer Rav Yehi ne'er zana. Vietnam, Amani kitzah haju aboyim ish konsent aboyim, Rav Meir peiz ha'ish ikir, ומדעה פרשמו אותו לחכום פעיל לך איש איתון, שמע מנו אוסו רב יהודה סייד, We can be patient both ways. That Shmuel mentioned his memory, connection with Rochu Lechud, and Manik Lechud. Mimele he said that Rochu, even by itself, is not a king. So Shmuel Rochu Lechud, we call it Kosh Rochu Lechud. Amr Abayel Rav Yehi said, Hozim Nisagin Amr Ton Erdanam, Amr Ton Shmuel Rav Yehi, Amr Yehi, Amr Yehi, Amr Yehi, Amr Yehi, So, I did. Here you have poshut ma, rochov mi yeshev. Yeshev li tofus, vimisire. Rochov tofus vimisire. So, Rav Yeshev said to Rav Yudeh, how can you, Rav Yudeh, be patient? From Yeshev Keren, since the Chachomim hold that Yeshev Keren is not considered man. So, maybe that means that rochov by itself is not considered a man. Rochu by itself is not considered the money, so coached him, so we don't even have, so there is no topic in connection with Rochu Mokim Manik. Then of course, Rochu by itself cannot be Kane, so obviously, Rochu Mokim Manik cannot be Kane, even by itself cannot be Kane. But, from the fact that the Chachomim Pater, the Yeshiva Keren, it's only a raya that Yeshiva Keren is not a man. But is not Canaan. But maybe Rochu, who is not only Yeshiva Keren, is not only Osman Mat Machmosei, he is also talking with Misrael, maybe he is Canaan. Maybe he is Canaan. Here the Poshit Ma Rochu Mi Yeshiv, Yeshiv is talking with Misrael, Rochu Ftofus Be Misrael. Rochu Ftofus Be Misrael. In other words, what do we see? We see that Yeshev Bekeren is not a man, but when someone is a Rochov, so he's both. It's Adlam Mat Machmosei. So that means the fact that it's Adlam Mat Machmosei, that doesn't make him into a man, because it's not a real man. So the Adlam Mat Machmosei doesn't make him into a man. But if the Adlam Mat Machmosei is coupled with Tofes Mishire, then he could be Kene. Why? Because of the King and Mishire. Which is based upon the concept of Dovah Anikta Miyabu Yad. That means taking possession. Maybe when it's Adlam Mat Machmosei, together with Dovah Misirah, then it is considered taking possession. Then it's Nit Miyabu Yad. Then it's considered Achnosin Moshusi. לחמין אבל אמר איך פשוט מה רוח מיישה ויש לו תופס מסירה רוח אותו מסירה ואומר לי so רב יהודה said to me רב יהודה said that רב יהודה answered him רב שמואל דאמר את הווי מסירה מכון so in other words why? Because when is מסירה כאין במקח וממך so then there is an act of turning over of the Messiah of the reigns of the Behemoth, from the Mecher to the Lekeach. So that's considered taking possession. Masha'ekein, when a Zeche just takes a hold of the rein, is no turning over, so that's not any taking possession. So in other words, so what was the machleket between Rav Yosef and Rav Yehuda? Now Rav Yosef also knew what Rav Shmuel said, Messiah Likonim didn't see it. But Rav Yosef held two Messiah Likonim. Two Messiah Likonim. In Messiah Likonim. Likonim. Bimitzieh. Why? Because when there is no turning over by transfer or to a transferee of the reins of the Messiah, so then it's not a sufficient taking possession. But it's not that when a Likeach, when a Zeche takes a hold of the reins, so it's not any taking possession at all. It doesn't have a sufficient taking possession to be Kain. It doesn't have that degree. Masha'in Kain in the case, so that's the reason why we see is not Kain. But Rav Yosef held, but where this insufficient taking possession that is represented by taking the hold of the Nisirah is coupled with the Azamat Machmosei, then there is enough taking possession, enough Achmosei Lirshusei, to be Kain. This is what he said. So, Rav Yehuda said, no. So that means the taking hold of the Messiah which is not turned over by the Mecheya, that's no taking possession at all. If it's no taking possession at all, so the Mele, how can it be Mitzureh to the Azamat Machmosei? If the Azamat Machmosei in itself is not considered money, is not considered taking possession, no, it's sufficient taking possession. And the taking hold of the reins is not considered a taking possession. So the two together, Rav Yehuda says, are not considered taking possession either. He said, "I'm on a bail." Rav Yehuda says, "Here's a poshi. Ma rochav megeishev. Yeshiv talks mesira. I'm on a hochetone. Ide hochetone. Ide mesira lekon." If an amor of Kelbum Ravune, Messira Mahavir Kone, Messir in the Tagel Recon, Milosh Messire, Omarov. Ide Asbury, the Otom Hamesia Domola Havere, so Bishop Mahavir Kone, Commaso Havre, so then there is an act of taking possession there, that was what you say. El Messir in the Tagel, Mancolosole, the week. Now, Mace, Hoyerstein, Rechonogam, the Himo, so is Yahweko, man. So why did the Mishnah have to tell us? So the Mishnah certainly represents the view of the Rabbonon. So the Mishnah tells us that where is the Natkene, that's Natkene la Rabbonon. Ushmamino Rochov Kon. Ushmamino that Rochov by itself is Kene. Now since Rochov by itself, but the Mishnah here, the Mishnah here doesn't discuss the union of king, and here the Mishnah is called the union of Mose. But if it is a king, so then it becomes a Mose. If it's not a king, it cannot become a Mose. So, El Lav Rabbonon, and still it becomes a Mose. Why does it become a Mose? If one couldn't be Canaan to it, so it couldn't be a Mose to it. But since it is a king, so maybe it can become a Mose. So too, the halacha of the Mishnah is based upon the concept of Mose, not upon the concept of king. El Avrabonon, Ushmamino Rochuf Kone. So the Gemara says, Ochmaskino Mimani Beraglo. Yochane Mani. So why does the Mishnah have to tell us, Shnaim Rechlin, that they are both Mozokin, Mimelis Yachweku? Freikav Mimani. Mao Yuniseine. Rochuf Odis. So on the contrary, I could say that since he is a Mani Beraglo, and in addition, he's Tovizbo. So Mimele, So of course each one is a Kinyan, each one by itself is a Kinyan. But in the case where the two come together that way, so since one is Mani Beraglo, and in addition he's Tofesbo, so he becomes more of a Mozek than the other. So the Rochov should be considered a Mozek, and the Mani should not be considered a Mozek. on a relative scale. So then we should apply the halacha mitzvah l'raya, if we want to assume that the rochel, who is also mani b'ragof, in addition he's tovus bo, so melee he's more, much more of a muzek than the mani b'ragof, the one who is just a mani b'ragof. So melee it's not just more of a muzek, so he becomes a muzek, and the other one is not a muzek. So melee the one who is the rochel, he should keep it, and the other one who should say hamit b'chavir l'raya. So kamash melon that both are muzek. Come on. All right, we'll leave it. Tomorrow we'll come. The Maram Shif, Pshat in Tetzis. Now, there is one thing, I mean, that the Maram Shiv, the way I explained it, so it's not in line with what the Maram Shiv said. I mean, it was, on the whole, in line with the Maram Shiv's explanation, but in one thing, I mean, it was a deviation from the Maram Shiv's explanation. Now, so I said as follows, the Maram Shiv explains this Gemara as follows. Elo rochel mokimanu kiboele. My rochel for the tofizbo. So I call you teitzes. What does it mean the tofizbo? Tofiz misir. And why is rochel for odi? Because ozle me'at machmos. Ozle me'at machmos. But it's only me'at. It's not in a substantial way. It's not ozle machmos in a substantial way. So we can say that in as much as it was the Matmach Mose, and in addition, its stuff is Mesera. So Mimele, so he's more of a, of taking possession. So that involves more of taking possession of Achnos and Yoshusei than money grace. Only dealing with money God, not the Matmach Mose, because there it's also Matmach Mose in a substantial way, through its not always the Mesera. So that involves a greater degree of taking possession, because the essence of Mishiche consists in anik mi'aluyad nachnos l'oshusei, in taking possession. Omer Rav Yisei, Omer Rav Yudin Erzana, Tiknan, Hamanik Sevek Sarboi, Vayishe Bikor, Sevek Sarboi, So Remeya Peter, Vayishe Bikor, Umidapir Shmuel, Miton Vachachom, Pein Vayishe Bikor, Shmam, Rochel, Lechuter, Kone, Kol Shmuel, Rochel, Vimokiman, What's the Shaykhah between Klein and Kinyan? Well, the Shaykhah says, because Rochuf, it's also Matmach Mose. Since Shmuel is Mesech, and he says Chachom in Petrin. Now there, it depends upon the Meloche in Sheer V'chamer Yardov. So, if one is Manik in Sheer V'chamer Yardov, it means that he's a Meloche in Sheer V'chamer Yardov. And we see Shmuel says V'chachom in Petrin. So Yeshev Korin is not considered manik, because if Yeshiv Koren the Azle Me'at Machmosei would constitute Mahanoge, manik, so then he would be chayev. Why the Chachom say he's Petri? So it's a raya that does not constitute manik. So if he doesn't constitute manik, so it's only Tofis Mesera. Tofis Mesera by itself is not enough. Oh, so Omele Abaye Rav Yisei, I mean. So that could be the pshat in the Maram Shiv. Omele Abaye Rav Yisei Vozimis Hagin Amret Lo Nerzan Amre Amret Lo Mishmid Rav Yude Omele Yivre Vidachrine Name Damre Lei Heiche Poshit Ma Rochov Mi Yeshit Yeshit Lo Tofuz Misire Rochov Tofuz Misire Rochov Tofuz Misire. So how can you be patient? The just of Yeshit is not considered money. So Rochov is not considered money either, but after all, Yeshiv is loy tovuz misire, but Rochov is tovuz misire. The Omali, Rabbi Shmuel Dam Tabaye, misire likon. Ike da Amram, Rabbi Rabbi Yisef, Eche Poshit Ma, Rochov ni Yeshiv. Yeshiv loy tovuz misire, Rochov tovuz misire. Omali, Hoche Tomi Yide, misire likon. Misire likon. Now, the question is, Abaye said, Eche Poshit Ma, Rochov ni Yeshiv. Yeshiv loy tovuz misire, Rochov tovuz misire. So, So Rav Yitzchak said to him, "Hochetam idem isir alikone." So the question is, and what did Abaye think? So I said that Abaye, it's not, we don't have to say that Abaye held that Misire is Kone even the Mitzir of Nechtaja. That involves a slight error to say that Abaye didn't know that. So in other words, so I said Abaye could have known that too, that Misire is not Kone the Mitzir of Nechtaja. But, inasmuch as the whole Kiyan, the essence of the Kiyan of Mishichet consists in Dovranit Niyad Liyad, in other words, in taking possession, Achnos Lisech Rishusei, so true that Misire Ban Mekach Memcha, so that constitutes a sufficient degree of taking possession. When the Beicheyah turns over the reins of the Behemoth to the Rikeach, so that constitutes a sufficient degree of taking possession by the Rikeach. Masha'in ki mitzim nechzeh ager, there is no transferor, there is no mecher, there is no makne who turns over the reins to the Rikeach, so there it doesn't constitute sufficient degree of taking possession. But it does involve taking possession. Even mitzim nechzeh ager. So the taking of the reins of the behemoth, taking the hold of the reins of the behemoth of the Misire, that involves a certain degree of taking possession, but it doesn't involve a sufficient taking possession to be effective as a kinyan of Dovra Mikli Adriyah. So Mimele, so Abaye, I said, Abaye really knew this aloche, that Misire is not keneg b'nechzeh ager. Why? Because when does Misire constitute a sufficient degree of taking possession so that it's bekene only when there is a turning over from the mecheya to the rekeya? Mashenki b'mitzir, there is no turning over, it doesn't constitute a sufficient degree of taking possession. But even though it doesn't constitute a sufficient degree of taking possession, but it involves a certain degree of taking possession, but it's not sufficient to be kenyan. However, in the case where the azle machmosi is joined with this, so then it does constitute a sufficient degree of taking possession. I mean both together. In other words, the Mazel Machmos, the Azel Machmos that is involved in Rochu, and also the taking a hold of the reins, even though the taking a hold of the reins by itself does not count as sufficient degree of taking possession, but it does involve some taking possession. Together with the Azel Machmos, it constitutes a greater degree of taking possession to man. This is what I said. All right. But the Maharamshiv doesn't say that. The Maharamshiv says that Abaye really held that the Tophis the Mitzir is came even the Mitzir in Yechzeh Ager. This is Maharamshiv says. But in other words, we can apply. It's more reasonable, I mean, to say it the way I said yesterday. In other words, that Abaye also knew that the Tophis the Mitzir is not came even the Mitzir in Yechzeh Ager. And still he held that together with the Azul Machmose, it constitutes such a great degree of taking possession that the Rocho is Kene, as against the man. All right, but the Maram Shif says, no. The Maram Shif says that Abaye held that Tophis the Misire is Kene the Misire. So Mimele, he said as follows. In other words, This is what he said. Since Abaye held that of Misire is Kene even the Misire of the Ager, so it is Kene, and in addition, we have the Ozle Mach Machmose, so the Ozle Mach Machmose gives it the Adifis. Now, you cannot ignore, I'm just ignoring the Maram Shif altogether.
Maybe on certain Gemoras you can wear, go over without the Maramshil, but not on this Gemara. Now it's well known, I mean, that in the city of Rehov Manik, so the Maramshil has to be consulted. Now.